Triple M News.
Morning, it's James Lake with you. There are huge delays coming into Melbourne today on the Hume after a massive truck fire near Beveridge at about 4 a.m. The Department of Transport's Brad Arnold says the scene is under control of police and a clean-up will take a couple of hours.
The clean-up continues on the Hume Freeway just after Beveridge, after that truck fire that occurred just after 4 o'clock this morning. Fire well and truly under control, but light vehicles are being diverted onto the Beveridge exits. They can then use Old Sydney Road down to Donnybrook Road and then head back to the Hume Freeway from there.
Meantime, a home in Glenroy needs some major repairs after a car ploughed into the side of the property last night. The driver did manage to escape injury, walking away without treatment. Luckily, nobody else inside was injured either. The latest rental stress report for Melbourne is some sad reading today. Putting a roof over your head on Newstart is literally impossible, costing 106% of weekly earnings. Community Sector Banking's James Barron says it's forcing tens of thousands to the fringes.
You're talking about commute times of 3 to 4 hours for some people per day. Fringe commuter cities like Woodend, Torquay, Ocean Grove remaining moderately unaffordable.
A new SunSmart program being launched today will give more Victorians access to skin checks at the local GP. The $1.1 million scheme will give specialised training and new microscopes to doctors in a bid to stamp on skin cancer early. The AFL National Draft begins tonight at Marvel Stadium. Kerry Grammer, classmates Matt Rowell and Noah Anderson are predicted to be drafted with picks 1 and 2 by the Gold Coast. A fine and sunny day in Melbourne, a top of 25 degrees. Partly cloudy, staying dry though tomorrow, 22, and showers for Friday, 21 degrees.